Hello and welcome once again to my hermitage, where we come together each day to reflect over the Word of God as it draws us deeper into His mystery. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I'm located here at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago. Again, welcome to my hermitage. Today's gospel passage is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 3. This is a part of what we shared when we attended Mass today. Luke writes, "At that time Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. Jesus entered Jericho intending only to pass through. He had no plans to stop, no appointment, no scheduled teaching. Yet the gospel tells us that by the end of the day, salvation had come to a sinner's house. What happened? A small man with a restless heart dared to climb higher. Zacchaeus was not just short in stature, he was short in spirit. As chief tax collector, he had risen high in worldly rank, but fallen low in reputation and moral standing. He had wealth, yes, but at the cost of isolation. His name, ironically, means pure. Yet his life had become anything but pure. Still, something in him stirred. Perhaps he had heard of this rabbi who dined with sinners and touched the untouchable. Perhaps he longed secretly to be seen not as a thief, but as a man. Restlessness is often the first grace. God begins not with thunder or command, but with a quiet ache, a desire to see more, to understand, to know who Jesus is. In Zacchaeus, that spark of longing overcame his pride. He ran ahead of the crowd. He climbed a tree like a child. He made a fool of himself just for a glimpse. How many of us stop there, content to watch Jesus from a distance? How many of us let the crowd of our own distractions, fears, and social expectations keep us from climbing higher? The gospel asks, "What would you do just to see him?" And then something astonishing. Jesus looks up. The Lord of the universe, walking toward his destiny in Jerusalem, pauses under the branches of a sycamore tree to gaze upon one sinner. He says, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." Notice the urgency. Come down quickly. The spiritual life often begins with ascent, striving, searching, climbing. But when Christ calls, he invites us to descend, to come down into the truth of ourselves, into the humanity of encounter, into the humility to which we are called. Zacchaeus, who wanted only to see Jesus, is now seen by Jesus and called by name. God's gaze precedes our repentance. Before Zacchaeus can confess, before he can make restitution, before he can speak a word. Jesus declares his intention. I must stay at your house. The must of divine love. Urgent, personal, insistent. The same necessity that drove the incarnation now compels him to enter the home of a sinner. For Jesus, this is not just a social visit. It's a sacrament of grace. The home of Zacchaeus becomes the place of communion. In biblical language, to stay or dwell means intimacy, abiding presence. This is the mystery of salvation. God does not wait for us to clean our house before entering. He comes precisely to make it a dwelling fit for himself. Zacchaeus' response is immediate and concrete. Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. True conversion is never abstract. Love, once received, overflows in justice and generosity. He does not earn forgiveness by his acts. He reveals that forgiveness has already taken root in him. Today salvation has come to this house, Jesus declares, because this man too is a son of Abraham. Zacchaeus thought he was an outsider, cut off from the covenant, too far gone. But Jesus restores his identity. You are still a son of the promise. Here we glimpse the whole mission of Christ summarized in one sentence. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. He does not merely forgive the sinner, he restores the lost child to the family of God. In prayer, each of us is a Zacchaeus. We are curious, restless, and sometimes ashamed. We climb the trees of ambition or self-protection, hoping to catch a glimpse of God without being seen ourselves. Yet Christ always stops beneath the branches. He looks up. He calls us by name. He asks us to enter our house, not the perfect, tidy house we wish we had, but the real one cluttered with regret and fear. The spiritual journey is not about impressing God with our height, but allowing God to meet us in our smallness. St. Augustine wrote, "Descend, that you may be raised up. Humble yourself, that you may be exalted." Zacchaeus' descent from the tree is a descent into humility and the beginning of his true ascent into grace. So the invitation stands for us today. Come down quickly. Come down from your self-sufficiency. Come down from your busyness, your masks, your crowd-pleasing. For Christ desires to stay in the home of your hearts. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you looked up and saw Zacchaeus. Look upon us too when we hide among the branches of our pride or fear. Give us the courage to come down quickly, to welcome you joyfully, and to let salvation enter our house this very day. Amen. If you found a blessing in these simple words today, I'd invite you to share them with your family and friends and perhaps also mention to them that we meet here each day in my hermitage to reflect over the Word of God. May God bless you today and bless all of those whom you love. Take care.